Now it's the new year. Lots of people are out and about trying to get exercise in, trying to go walking, and lots of people are having to walk on rural roads that are less than safe, with no pedestrian areas, no pedestrian lanes, and no footpaths in particular. Very interesting letter in the Irish Times from Robert Dowds, who's the chair of Keep Ireland Open, former Labour TD, who's asking the questions of how many times have we seen people walking along rural roads with viz jackets in the hope of not being mown down by oncoming traffic. He's arguing that so many parts of Ireland, there are no safe places for people to walk adjacent to their homes. In other European countries, including in the UK, people can find safe off-road places to walk nearby. And Robert Dowds is with me on the line. Robert, good morning to you.
And you, Jerry, August, Jeeve, good morning to you, Kiri. Morning.
Morning to you. Now, Robert, can you tell me, you're arguing here, and you argue in your letter that in the past we had such safe off-road paths, but gradually they've disappeared and continue to do so. Did we have them, and how do we end up in a situation whereby you have a rural road and nowhere else to walk?
Well, I mean, in the past, people have all heard of mass tracks and so on, and they were tracks where people went, walked when they were going to mass. And there were tracks where before the days when people had vehicles, you walked the shortest way, whether it was to mass or to the nearest village, because it took a shorter length of time. And there were tracks all over the place, and they have gradually over the years disappeared, mainly because people have moved to use cars, and also because of rural depopulation in the past. So these paths have disappeared, and they're not protected in law, unlike other countries, which, you know, for example, our nearest neighbour in England and Wales, they have the Countryside and a Rights of Way Act, which protects all existing paths and allows for the creation of new paths. For example, you can walk the whole Welsh coastline on a path. I mean, imagine what Kerry would be like if you could do that there. I mean, it's such a beautiful part of the country. It would be a huge asset to the people of Kerry and to the tourist industry.
So how do we reverse that? What's your argument in terms of what we need to do now to get people? Like, you can't put a footpath on, you know, secondary, tertiary roads, rural, non-national roads all over Kerry,
surely.
We're not
necessarily talking about footpaths. I mean, you know, tracks where people walk don't necessarily have to be tarred and so on. But, I mean, there's a real problem. I mean, I'll give you an example from Kerry. Fianna Island it's joined to the mainland by a sand spit. And in 2022, the district court in Tralee ordered that the barriers barring entry would be removed. Now, who want to block access have fought that, and that access has still not been
put your finger on something there, Robert. Isn't that the entire issue across the whole country, that what you're talking about?
Oh, absolutely.
These mass tracks,
I'm only using Fianna as an example.
I understand, but isn't that, are you, in order to, let's say, create these tracks, these off-road tracks, you're talking about maybe walking on contested land, or land that's owned by somebody else, and very often it gets bogged down in the courts because there's private property rights here and people don't want people walking under it. Are you arguing for a change to that system?
I'm arguing for legislation which would allow access to the countryside, whether it's to sort of mountain areas, to coastal areas, whatever. But we need legislation to put that in place in a satisfactory way. I mean, at the moment, if local authorities or the state guarantee access, they've had to buy the access. I mean, blatant example recently was access to Castletown House in Selbridge in County Kildare, and the state actually paid approximately 11 million to restore that access. Now, it was more than just getting the access, it did also include land, which can be recreational land for people.
Yeah.
And another example would be Mahermore Beach in County Wicklow, where there was traditional access to the beach and it was going to be blocked, and Wicklow County Council had to pay several million to get that guaranteed access restored. And we cannot deal with the whole thing in that way.
Yeah. You're arguing, Robert, that money would be better spent just maintaining these, and also that there should be a less expensive, and I know you mentioned the South Kerry Greenway, the length of time it's got to open up sections of that there should be a less drawn out, less financially punitive way of ensuring these walkways for people so they can walk safely.
Yes,
in rural areas.
Well, when I was a TD, I brought a bill to the Dáil on this whole issue, because of opposition, particularly within Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, it didn't progress. But it did lay out a way of dealing with this. And as I say, in other countries, this has happened, you know, either by legislation or because of traditional practice. So access is much, much easier. And I mean, this must be a terrible shock to a lot of tourists who come to Ireland and, you know, think, oh, Ireland is a great place to walk. And it ought to be, but in many cases, it's not. I mean, there are a few places where there is good permissive access. But the problem about permissive access is that it can be withdrawn, and it's highly complicated to set these things up. I mean, for example, when they opened up the Westport to Acca Greenway, Mayo County Council had to negotiate with over 125 different landowners to do so, even though it was along the course of what would have been a railway track originally.
Yeah, that's another issue of the problem. Okay, Robert, food for thought. Interesting letter. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us about it on the programme this morning. That's Robert Dowds there, who is a former Labour TD, chair of Keep Ireland Open, an advocacy group that wants walkways opened up for people across the countryside, particularly in rural areas. He's calling for urgent political action to address the problem. Other countries, it's totally different. We're an outlier. Give us your view on that. I'd love to hear from you with more on the way.